its current state on 90.5 WKAR. When you think of sitting down to read a book, you probably aren't expecting blinking lights, musical accompaniment, and Mexican wrestling masks. But that's exactly what you'll get with Doc on Doc, a recent collaboration of book, performance, and sound artists, including renowned Latino performance artist Guillermo Gomez Pena. Michigan State University purchased one of the 15 deluxe editions of Doc on Doc for its rare book collection. It will be on display in the Cesar Chavez collection at MSU's main library for the next 2 weeks. Here to tell us more about Doc on Doc, Diana Rivera, a Chicano and Latino studies bibliographer at Michigan State's library system. Welcome, Diana.
Thank you. Good morning.
And Felicia Rice, one of the artists who collaborated on the project.
Good
Welcome.
Morning.
So, Felicia Rice, tell us a little bit more about Doc on Doc. What does it look like, first of all? It goes in a lot of different directions. There's a lot of parts to this.
Well, I can... I can tell you what, excuse me, what the book is. It's just a fantastic vision, really, of metal, of textile, of plastics, of lights, of sound. Hand-painted lettering and design on the cover, hammered hinges in a rusted color, and it contrasts so beautifully against the polished stainless steel.
Felicia, how does someone interact with this piece exactly? What are the possibilities?
Okay, so you've got a case that's a high-tech, low-tech combination, as Diana described, of metal and then electronics running blinking lights and buttons. And when you open that case, the sound begins, and then as you press the buttons, 48 different tracks, there are 6 blinking lights, and each one has tracks associated with it created by the sound artist Zachary Watkins. And you can, it has an interactive quality, therefore you select where you want to go, but you don't know where you're going. And so it's really an invitation to explore, to become engaged with not only the sounds, but the objects that are housed in the book. It has a cabinet of curiosities. It's a reliquary for imaginary saints, silk bags with parts of human bodies, doll parts. And so you're invited to interact with the case itself, an elaborate bookcase in the traditional sense of a bookcase for a ritual book that you might have 1,000 years ago found covered with jewels and highly decorated case, carved ivory. And in this modern version, it's metal and electronic. And the book itself within is a series of 15 printed pages with elaborate visuals in combination with texts by Guillermo Gomez Pena. So there were 4 collaborators with me.
Do you think of it as performance art? Is there a performance art dimension to this?
Very much so. The viewer is invited to perform the piece almost like a musical instrument and have their own personal experience of it, which can be witnessed by others. And then there are performances associated with it, as each of the collaborators can perform their own work or the text within the work or their experience of creating the work.
Felicia, Diana, I beg your pardon, the book is called Documented Undocumented. What's behind that title?
Well, I think actually the artist can answer that one better.
Felicia?
Well, Documentado Undocumented is the name of the video that kicked off the entire project. Guillermo Gomez Pena was working with his close associate videographer, Gustavo Vazquez, on a video called Documentado Undocumented, addressing issues of self and other, the relationships between the videographer and the performer, and who is the author, what is the state, what is the place in between the two, as well as homage to friends and colleagues. And truly it addresses through the text, particularly the issues of being a documented person here in the United States, and what does that mean. I have a beautiful text from Gomez Pena, if you'd like me to read it quickly, that's a part of the book that addresses that.
Please do.
This comes from a script that Gomez Pena would perform, Tired of Walking North. We are definitely tired. Tired of working all day for very little money, of feeling lonely and disconnected from our heart, our genitals, our neighbors, from our country and our so-called political representatives, their foreign policy, their mythical high security, their endless war against difference. We are tired of being afraid of mythical terrorists and illegal aliens, afraid of our own inner demons. So this is the kind of material that's printed in the book itself, addressing the personal experiences and political observations of the author.
Artist Felicia Rice and Diana Rivera are our guests here today on Current State. We're talking about Doc Undoc, a recent collaboration of book, performance, and sound artists that is currently at the MSU Library. Diana, how does this book fit into the history of Chicano and Latino art and activism?
Well, in terms of how it fits in Chicano and Latino art, I think that it's a great step forward. We see traditional Chicano and Latino art either as poster, as a sculpture, a 3D dimensional thing, the written text. This is a combination of everything. And I think it's an anchor for the experimental type of artist book that this represents. Mm.
Felicia, it took 7 years to bring all of this together. Can you give us some of the backstory behind this?
Yes.
How did it get started?
It got started with Guillermo and Gustavo asking me if I would make a book in response to their video. And they had been working on this video for some time, and a German curator said, you know, this would be a wonderful installation with a book. Well, I had a history with Gomez Pena. I had made a book and published one in 1998, a five-year project with the artist Enrique Chagoya. And he came to me and said, would you like to make another book? And so I had worked with his scripts and worked with him and worked with, and it seemed like a wonderful opportunity to dig much deeper. So that was the beginning and why the book then went on to become more than simply a text in an innovative structure and became an interactive piece because I had already had 5 years into his work.
Diana, what do you think art like Doc Undoc adds to the conversation about immigration we're having here in Michigan and elsewhere?
Well, I think it's very timely. It's a very timely piece because it does bring the question forward, why are you scared of me? You know, especially with the controversy of the unaccompanied minors into Michigan and the fear and the protests that occurred in a couple of counties up north. It does give information on what that fear is. And the fear is, being foreign, being the other in communities where we're just used to seeing people like ourselves.
Why did you want to bring this to Michigan State?
Because it was edgy, because of the people that were involved. We have Felicia Rice's pieces, other pieces at the Michigan State University Libraries, and they are just significantly weighty when you talk about artist books and art that touches the Latino community.
Felicia Rice, people will have a chance to see you perform tonight, I'm told.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that performance and how it relates to the book?
So I was exploring the book as performance art, the book performing the text without the presence of the performance artist. Gomez Pena is not there every time you open the pages. Mm-hmm. What happens? How do you get that sense of excitement and aliveness that comes when he's on stage? And so I had been working with that issue, and to that end, I participated in a performance art workshop with a 2-week workshop in San Francisco, and very quickly realized I was also exploring the book artist as performance artist. There was no way of associating with these folks without ending up going that direction. And so I found my voice. I found a spoken word approach to performance, and I've developed a piece that I can perform in association with this new book.
And where and when can people take in your performance?
This evening at NPAC Diana.
It's this evening at the MSU Library's fourth floor, room 444, from 7 to 9.
Just remember 4.
Just remember 4 and you're set. Diana Rivera is a Chicano and Latino Studies bibliographer here at Michigan State's library system. Artist Felicia Rice has also joined us. We've been talking about Doc Undock. You'll see it for 2 weeks at the Michigan State Library. Many thanks. Good
Thank
luck.
You. Thank you.